Good morning. Greetings, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado, registered pharmacist number 12275. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality, to your health, and to your well-being, and to addressing your challenges, your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 26 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from hypertension and diabetes and obesity and skin diseases like psoriasis and eczema and acne, fibromyalgia, migraine headaches, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of the modern medical model can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure? Because the human biological system, the human body, is a healing system. It's a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks will call it a miracle, this renewing system is no miracle at all. It's really just the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition, or prescription drugs, if you want to get off your prescription drugs or you want to help a loved one get off their meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we are here to help you out on The Bright Side. Our number is 866-582-9933. If you have a success story you'd like to share, if you want to contribute to the conversation, if you have questions about the longevity products, about ingredients in the longevity products, how to use them, how to use the products effectively, you can give us a call at 866-582-9933. We love hearing from you. You can also go to our website, brightsideben.com. We have a shopping cart up there with all the longevity products that you hear advertised on the program, that you hear us talk about on the program, the Ultimate Enzymes, the OPC Selenium, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. They're all up at brightsideben.com. Make sure you take a look at the Healthy Start Pack, which includes the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and the Ultimate EFAs and the Osteo FX Plus as well. You can also call Phyllis and Andy at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. And if you go to brightsideben.com, you can click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page and start yourself a business. You can help me in my mission to educate the world about the importance of nutritional supplementation. You can join the Bright Side Ben phone team, or you can simply get your products at the wholesale price by clicking on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page at brightsideben.com. Alrighty, thanks so much for joining us on The Bright Side once again. I want to start off today's program by talking about one of the most misunderstood subjects in the entire universe of health and nutrition and medicine, and in the universe of misunderstandings that these worlds exist in, that is really saying something. I remember when I graduated pharmacy school, the best-selling drugs in the country were based on a class of substances that were considered to be must-have substances for all women once they approached the end of their fertile years and entered into the time of life we call perimenopause. Of course, I'm talking about the hormone estrogen. And the best-selling estrogen drug at the time was something called Premarin. And this was back in 1986 when I graduated pharmacy school. It wasn't unusual for me to be dispensing 20 or 30 prescriptions a day for Premarin or its generic equivalent. Today, Premarin sales are a fraction of what they were back in 1986. And there's a good reason for that, and we're going to be talking about that today and probably tomorrow, maybe for the next couple of days. These days, most folks know about Premarin. Most women certainly are familiar with Premarin and estrogen and the concept of hormone replacement therapy. Many women are even aware that Premarin is derived from horse urine, the name Premarin being a shortened form of pregnant mare urine, Premarin, pregnant mare urine. But unfortunately, what most women and some men, most men don't know, is the fact that of all the substances in your pharmacy, of all the drugs in the pharmacy, none has more proven carcinogenicity, cancer-causing properties than pharmaceutical, hormonal, estrogen. Yet if you ask biochemists who are more familiar with this hormone, if you even do a cursory internet search on carcinogenicity and cancer and estrogen replacement, you will find dozens of studies that link estrogen to cancer. Even the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, certainly no friend of the American public when it comes to pharmaceuticals. The FDA is more of a lobbying group for pharmaceutical agencies. Even the FDA and the American Cancer Society and the International Agency for Research on Cancer consider estrogen and hormone replacement therapy as probable causes of cancer. Yet still, many physicians consider it good medical form to dispense estrogen in the form of hormone replacement therapy with names like Allura and Climera and Premarin and Vivelle. They come in tablets, they come in creams, they come in rings, they come in gels. Even so-called alternative and naturopathic practitioners have fallen for the mythology and the misunderstandings that surround this very important, very powerful, and unfortunately highly dangerous medical substance. So in the interest of clearing up some of the confusion and misinformation that surrounds what is mistakenly known as the female hormone, estrogen, I want to spend the next couple of days talking about estrogen. I want to talk about its functions. I want to talk about its dangers. And I want to talk about what women and men can do to protect themselves and support their natural hormone processing systems to prevent some of these side effects and toxicities that are associated with fake estrogens, xenoestrogens, estrogens that are found in foods and in plastics, and certainly estrogen that's produced by the body. And if you are on an estrogen hormone replacement therapy, things you can do to protect yourself from the toxic effect of estrogen and hormone replacement therapy. So, the first and probably the most important thing that you want to know about estrogen is, despite the fact that you probably heard that estrogen is the female hormone, estrogen is much more than a female hormone. Men make estrogen as well as women. The most important thing to know about estrogen is the fact that, like cortisol, estrogen is a stress hormone. In other words, estrogen helps the body cope with stress. It turns on the stress system, the survival system, the emergency response system that we've been talking about here for weeks, perhaps months. Estrogen turns on the emergency response system, the stress management system. This is the system that we have been calling the sympathetic nervous system, and it's the one that opposes the relaxation nervous system. Estrogen turns on the nervous system that opposes the rest and digest parasympathetic relaxation nervous system. Remember, there's two great energetic movements in the body. There's the rest energetic movement, the energetic movement of the body that leads us to relaxation and rest. And there is the stress energetic movement that directs us towards all of the things that we call the stress response, what we call disease. No matter what the disease is, whether it's cancer or heart disease or acne or arthritis, what we're calling disease is really an excess in the energetic movement of this stress nervous system. Now, it's not just stress that causes problems. Disease does not inevitably result from stress. It is an excess of stress. The body can use something to mop up, to neutralize, to counteract the effects of stress. And this is going to become clearer as we proceed. Disease is not an inevitable result of stress. There is something that can counteract stress. I'm going to tell you what that is here in a moment. The word stress has been thrown about so loosely and so glibly for so long that most of us really don't know what we're talking about, at least from a technical standpoint, when we use the word stress. Even healthcare professionals who throw this word around don't always understand what this word means. I'll tell you what I'm talking about here when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Our number is 866-582-9933. You are listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network, and we will be back with more good health information right after this.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And, man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Bright Side. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, and we're here 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific Time, 10 to 11 Central Time, on the Genesis Communication Network. If you like what you hear, tell your friends. You can also go to our archive page at brightsideben.com. All the shows are up there. Got probably 200 or 300 hours of Bright Side episodes that you can listen to or review. If you're in the longevity business and you want to impress a friend about some of the longevity products, you're welcome to check out brightsideben.com and check out the archive page. If you miss a program, if you want to review a program, they're all up at brightsideben.com. You'll find a shopping cart up there as well with all the longevity products, including the BTT, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine Multivitamin Mineral Complex Powder that so many folks are getting great results from. If you're dealing with digestive problems, if you're dealing with nutritional deficiencies, for kids, for elderly folks, most folks notice results within one or two doses. It's about $50 a canister, and it'll change your life if you're dealing with some kind of health challenge. It's called Beyond Tangy Tangerine. You can find out all about it at brightsideben.com. Our number today is 866-582-9933. If you're on hold, hang tight. We'll get your calls in our next segment. We want to continue talking about this idea of stress, a word that has been thrown about so glibly for so long that most of us really don't know exactly what we're talking about when we use the word stress. Now I would venture to say that most people, most healthcare professionals certainly, use this word quite commonly. And I'm sure most people have a sense, a feeling of what stress is, but if we were to ask what exactly we mean when we say stress from a literal, technical, biological, biochemical perspective, most folks would be hard-pressed to come up with a good way of defining this word. So in the world of health, we can't really afford to be throwing around words and descriptions and labels without knowing exactly what we're talking about. When we're talking about health, we're talking about life and death. So before we get into some of the important ideas that we're going to be talking about here in the next couple of days as it relates to estrogen and stress and estrogen's role as a stress-sensitizing hormone, let's talk a little bit about what we mean when we say the word stress. What we're calling stress in terms of health is really a word that has been borrowed from the world of engineering, where stress is technically resistance, or more exactly, some kind of movement that confronts resistance. When movement confronts resistance, you have stress. If you push the wall with your hand, the movement of your hand plus the resistance of the wall produces what we call stress. If a gust of wind hits a steel bridge, and the bridge resists the wind, the result of the force of the wind, meaning the resistance of the steel of the bridge, is called by engineers stress. Or when air hits the aluminum wings of a plane as it's flying, the movement of the air, meaning the aluminum of the wings, is called stress. Now, this term stress is so functional and so useful that it's made its way into less technical areas of our lives. For example, if you like this girl or you like this guy and you find them irresistible, but they find you very resistible, they resist you, you are likely to feel stress. As your desire for this person meets their resistance, you feel what we call a stress. Or you go to the bank to take out $1,000 to pay your bill, and the bank says, no, you only have $10 in the bank. They resist your desire to pull out money, and the result, again, may be stress. You may want to get hired by some company. They say, no, they're not hiring. They resist your desire to get hired. You're going to feel stress. The IRS says you owe $10,000. You only have $100 to your name. You have to resist the IRS demands. The result, once again, is stress. In other words, stress is something that results when a movement or a process or a desire is resisted. So how does this show up in the body? How is stress related to health? Well, the body is always doing stuff. It's making proteins, it's pumping blood, it's breaking down food, it's producing energy. When there is any kind of resistance to these normal, healthy processes of the body, when there is resistance to anything that the body in its divine and infinite wisdom would like to do, the result is stress. The body, for example, wants to keep its temperature at a certain place, 98.6 degrees. So you go out in a winter storm without your coat. The temperature is, say, 10 degrees or 20 degrees. The movement of all of the systems in your body to maintain its temperature meet the movement of the temperature outside, the result is going to be stress. And one of the results of stress is going to be some kind of disease, perhaps. The take-home message here in terms of health is this. Stress is the result of resistance to something that the body wants, something that the body needs to do. Resistance to breathing results in stress. Resistance to temperature control results in stress. Resistance to digestion results in stress. Resistance to growing and repairing results in stress. But disease does not equal stress. Stress is a result of resistance, but it doesn't necessarily cause disease. There's a missing piece here. Disease does not equal stress. Degeneration does not equal stress. Stress is not cancer. Stress is not high blood pressure. Stress is not heart disease. Stress is not even unpleasant. By definition, stress is only the end result of some kind of resistance. And this is so important to understand because we have confused stress and disease. And when we confuse stress with disease, we misunderstand how the body works. This makes us very vulnerable to pretenders and predators who will exploit this confusion and give us things to relieve our stress as if that's going to eliminate the disease, but stress is not the same as disease. So eliminating stress does not eliminate disease. When you have gallstones because the movement of cholesterol and bile and stuff in the bile is not making it through the gallbladder is resisting the movement of the stone, your doctor will say, well, let's just take out your gallbladder. That will relieve the stress. But you still have the disease, the dysfunction that caused the stones to form in the first place. Your stress may be gone because you don't have the gallbladder. You're like, oh, I feel great now. Yeah, I got no gallbladder to resist the movement of the fluids and the bile, so you have no more resistance, no more stress. But the disease, the dysfunction that caused the stones to form in the first place is still there. You don't feel it because the stress is gone, but the stress was not the disease. Stress is the result of resistance, but it's not the disease. If you have zits because the growth or the movement of skin cells is meeting some kind of resistance from other skin cells and you get a blockage, your doctor or your esthetician can remove the resistance by lasering or peeling or exfoliating, but the disease will still be there because the resistance that's been removed by exfoliating or peeling and lasering is taking care of the stress, but not the disease. So what is this mysterious component that turns stress into disease? Or more appropriately, how can we keep stress from turning into disease? Well, going back to our example with a job that you want, if you want a job but the guy hiring says no, you have other ways of dealing with the resistance that doesn't show up as stress. There's other possible results of the resistance. What we call stress is one of the results. It's a potential result, but it's not inevitable. You can, for example, learn a new skill so he want to hire you. You can wine and dine him so he'll like you and he'll hire you. Hang tight because I'm going to explain what I mean when we come back from our break. This is very important when it comes to health. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit. Or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario water filter at 26% off, or get special pricing on the Gerber Suspension Multi-Tool and the Volcano Stove Collapsible Cooking Combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, welcome back to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Our number 866-582-9933. We'll get to your phone calls here in just a sec. I want to finish this up real quickly. Tomorrow we're going to talk about the whole idea of how the hormones in the body help the body respond to stress. But first we want to talk about just what exactly stress is. So resistance leads to stress, and one of the potential results of the stress is breakdown. Resistance leads to stress, leads to breakdown in the body. And when we talk about disease, basically we're talking about breakdown. But here's the key point. It is not inevitable that breakdown will follow stress. This is just one of the things that can happen. There's another thing that can happen. Just because there is stress doesn't mean there has to be breakdown and disease that follows. There's something else that can happen. If you're looking for a job and the guy hiring you says no, there's other ways of dealing with his resistance that don't necessarily show up as a breakdown. we can handle the so-called stress by maybe getting a different skill and learning something else to make us better so the guy hires us. If you want to get the girl or the guy and they don't like you, stress is not the only response. I should say breakdown is not the only response. Your stress can lead to a desire to go buy presents and charm them and take them out to dinner. You can do things to get the other person to like you. If the wind or the air hits a bridge or the wing of a plane, we can build additional supports. We can support the wing. We can support the bridge to reduce or eliminate the stress. The bridge does not have to fall down. The breakdown does not have to occur to follow the stress. What I'm saying here, people, stress is a potential result of resistance, but it's not the only result. Resistance does not necessarily have to equal stress. We can add something to the equation. We can do something to the bridge. We can do something to the plane. We can do something to the situation. We can reduce or even eliminate the result that we call stress. Now, here is the key point that I want everybody to understand. Doing something has a very important requirement. It's called energy. Energy is required to build. It takes energy to build a support on the bridge or the wing. It takes energy to beg or plead or go back to school or go get a second job. And it's true. Most people will be like, screw that. I'd rather have the stress. But think about it. Is there any area in your life where you're stressing out because there's some kind of resistance, something's not going your way? Is there any kind of area in your life where you're stressing out, where by putting more energy in, somehow, you can't relieve the stress? Probably not. And this is the point. When it comes to our bodies, when it comes to our health, disease does not have to follow resistance and stress. Disease is the difference between stress and energy. This is what I call the equation of disease. Disease equals stress minus energy. Or put it another way, if you add energy to a breakdown, energy to a stress, you can eliminate or reduce the likelihood of disease. And what we're calling stress hormones, what we're calling cortisol and estrogen and serotonin and prolactin and adrenaline and all of these hormones that help the body handle stress, all of these hormones work by giving the body emergency energy. And this is very, very important to understand, and it is one of the keys to understanding the disease and degenerative process. And I'll tell you what I mean by that tomorrow, because estrogen is a major, major, major player in the body's ability to handle stress. We'll tell you all about that tomorrow, and we'll tell you ways that you can support your estrogen system and help diminish some of the toxic side effects that are associated with the estrogenic response that is related to its ability to help your body handle stress. We'll tell you all about that tomorrow. If you're on hormone replacement therapy, if you're thinking about hormone replacement therapy, if you're dealing with any kind of estrogenic cancer, God forbid, if your doctor is trying to hack out some of your estrogen-producing organs because he's telling you you're making too much estrogen, if he's telling you you got to take a poison drug that poisons your estrogen manufacturing system because he's telling you you're making too much estrogen, you're going to want to tune into The Bright Side tomorrow when we talk about estrogen and natural, healthy ways that you can support the estrogen metabolizing and estrogen processing system in the body. That'll be coming up tomorrow on The Bright Side. Time to hit the phones. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Our number is 866-582-9933. Let's go off to Texas and say hi to Lisa. What is up, Lisa?
Thank you so much for being the wonderful person and helping us all.
Thank you, Lisa.
I would like to refer back to the Susan Ochoa case that
okay.
you had talked about 2-3 weeks ago.
Okay.
She is a friend of mine, and she is not getting any better. Just a short brief to let everybody know her history. As a teenager, she was a professional tennis player, and at the age of 15, got endometriosis. From there, she's had cancer, vasculitis, and autoimmune. She is now dealing with the autoimmune and vasculitis. She's woken up with bumps just appearing on all parts of her legs, arms. She's doing the chemotherapy. because I'm not really sure why. You know, the
doctor
doesn't know anything.
Well, here's the deal with chemotherapy. Here's the deal with chemotherapy. And you know, unless you want me to cry on the air, don't go continue because it's a very tragic and sad case. And I don't need to hear any more of the horrible news about our friend Susan. Now, as you mentioned, we talked about Susan's case a couple of weeks ago. Susan had endometriosis when she was a kid. Instead of treating the endometriosis the way they should have treated it, is by figuring out what's causing it, they gave her drugs and surgeries. Long story short, this poor girl, 20 years later, is basically falling apart. So here's what you need to do. Endometriosis is a manifestation of the body's stress response. We've been talking about that this morning. We'll continue for the next few days. Endometriosis is a sign that somehow cells have gone crazy. As you'll recall, endometriosis is marked by cells from the womb growing outside the womb. You can have womb cells growing in your respiratory tract, womb cells growing in your abdomen, even womb cells growing in your nasal cavity. So this is obviously not a good situation. Basically, you're talking about a type of cancer, cells going crazy, cells growing crazy. Cells go crazy when they are undergoing some kind of long-term chronic stress. Now, there's two ways to deal with a long-term chronic stress. Tomorrow we're going to talk about how you put energy into the system to help the body handle long-term chronic stresses. So you're going to want to have Susan tune into that tomorrow. But in the meantime, the simplest way to deal with a stress response is to eliminate whatever is causing the stress. Now, in the body, whatever is causing stress is coming from outside the body. The body is mostly a closed system. There's a few ports of entry into the body, but for the most part, the body is a closed system. So if something is getting into the body inappropriately, it has to be getting into the body through one of these ports, one of these openings. Is that making sense so far, Lisa?
Yes, she doesn't eat well.
Well, hang tight here, Lisa. She doesn't eat well. She wouldn't have these disease processes going on if she's eating well. So forget that. Something is getting into her, into the sacred, holy space of the body, and it's activating a defensive response. The body's trying to fight something. Now, hang tight, because I'll tell you what I mean when I talk about this stress response and how it relates to entry into the sacred space of the body from the outside world. Hang tight. We'll continue this when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's GMO-free with no hydrogenated oils and has a 25-year shelf life. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, welcome back to The Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here. Thank you for joining us. We're talking to Lisa in Texas about her friend Susan. Susan dealing with endometriosis. Lisa, are you there, ma'am?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so here's how you're going to deal with endometriosis. Anybody out there listening who's got endometriosis, listen up. Endometriosis is the manifestation of a defensive response. You can call it a stress response, whatever you want to call it. Something is getting into the body that activates the stress system, the immune system, if you will. So, yes, you can think of endometriosis as a immune defensive stress response. Now, there's hormones associated with this immune defensive response, one of which is estrogen. We will be talking about that tomorrow. But the first thing you want to do is we got to figure out what's getting into the body that is activating this defensive response. Chances are it's been getting into her body her entire life, and she doesn't know it. So the first thing you want to do with endometriosis or any kind of immune, inflammatory, defensive condition, we want to isolate the enemy. We want to figure out what's getting into the body. Now, things get into the body only one of three ways, through the skin, through the respiratory tract, or through the digestive system. Given that the vast majority of the immune system is located in the digestive system, basically is the digestive system, the first thing you look at is food allergies, food intolerances, and supporting digestive wellness. Now, you said that your friend eats well. I find that very hard to believe, unless she really knows what she's doing. And if she knew what she was doing, she wouldn't be dealing with endometriosis. And I don't mean to be glib or rude, but I'm just trying to, I want you to understand that we think we eat well, but we don't have the results of eating well. So focus on digestive health, food intolerances, anything that causes diarrhea or constipation or heartburn or bloating. And the only way to do all this stuff, as you know, if you've been listening to me on this program, is to do a food diary. And this is a woman who, if she's not doing a food diary today, if she's not going off to the drugstore or the stationery store and buying a notebook today and starting to pay attention to what she's eating and making a connection between her digestive system when she's eating, then she's not 100% on board with taking care of her health. The reason they're giving her chemotherapy, by the way, is because endometriosis, as I was saying, is a type of cancer where cells are going out of control. And when cells go out of control, the way doctors look at it is, let's just kill the cells. And then we won't have to worry about them going out of control. And I don't mean to be funny here, but it is pretty darn funny or stupid or both. So that's why they're giving her the chemo, which is probably causing her utter misery, because chemo doesn't just kill endometrial cells and it doesn't just kill cancer cells. It kills all cells. If you're on chemotherapy, you know what I'm talking about. So step number one, look for food intolerances and food allergies, anything that messes up the digestive tract. Secondly, support digestive wellness, and nothing is more important supplementally for endometriosis than probiotics for lots of reasons. Number one, they stabilize the immune system. Number two, they help the digestive system work. Number three, they produce vitamins. And number four, probiotics are one of your best weapons for helping the body process estrogen and take care of estrogen and detoxify estrogen. So get yourself or get your friend on the Nightly Essence. It's very important. It's one of the best probiotic supplements you could find. So you're going to work with the digestive system, eliminate food allergies, work with digestive support nutrients, of which probiotics are the most important, although there's other ones as well. At this point, at 20 years down the road and on chemotherapy, she's got to be having, her digestive system has got to be a complete disaster. If she can practice fasting, that would be great. And if she can practice liquid, or if she can use liquid nutrition, that would also be great. Focus on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Focus on anything that gives her liquid fats, liquid soups, a bone soup, vegetable soup, anything that's fermented in a soup form, things like miso or borscht, fermented soups, fermented cabbage soup. All of these would be extremely supportive for endometriosis. Make sure she's using her fatty vitamins, most especially vitamin E. Anybody with a female health issue or a hormonal issue should be using vitamin E, 400 international units a day. Everybody should be using it, but especially if you're dealing with female health issues. And then last but most certainly not least, one of the best ways to protect yourself from the stress hormone estrogen, and this is true if you're dealing with any kind of estrogenic health condition, whether it's endometriosis or PMS or fibrocystic breast disease, one of the most important things you can use is progesterone, which balances out estrogen. Just like estrogen is a stress hormone, estrogen exacerbates the stress response, progesterone does the opposite. Remember, there's two great movements in the body, one towards the stress response, one towards the relaxation response. Estrogen mediates or controls the stress response. Progesterone balances that out and helps stabilize the estrogenic response. Get her on progesterone cream. In fact, her doctor should know about that. I would be using a 10% progesterone cream, and don't let them give her the fake progesterone, the pharmaceutical progesterone, which technically is called medroxyprogesterone. Tell them you want the real progesterone, and look for the progesterone that comes from yam. There's also another substance that will help with estrogen. It's called glucarate, calcium D-glucarate. That can help stabilize the estrogen response. Make sure she's eating lots of fiber, which can help clear out estrogen out of the body. And have her listen to The Bright Side for the next couple of days if she can, Lisa, because we're going to be talking a lot about how you stabilize this estrogenic stress response and help balance out estrogen, okay?
I have one more question.
Sure.
What about digestive enzymes following with apple cider vinegar?
Absolutely, that would help. Anything for her digestive wellness. It's not going to help directly with the estrogen, but it will definitely help with the with her digestive system. And right on the apple cider vinegar. Apple cider vinegar activates digestive enzymes, and apple cider vinegar on its own can help support the digestive system. And there's tons more, Lisa, so have her listen for the next couple of days, and we'll be talking a lot about estrogen and the estrogen response. Okay?
I use a probiotic today.
Say again?
80 billion.
Minimum. You can do more, but that's a minimum. And the Nightly Essence is the best probiotic I know of, the Longevity Nightly Essence. Okay?
Yeah, so wonderful.
God bless. Thank you so much, Lisa. All right, moving on. Let's go to Mike in Washington. What's up, buddy?
Man, so 10 years ago, you know, I had digestive issues my whole life. The doctor, though, said, you don't have gluten intolerance, but osteopenia, skin issues, malabsorption, so I think he's wrong.
Right.
So for the past 3 months, I've been doing the best I can to be on a gluten-free diet and taking the Healthy Digestion Pack.
Okay.
I was listening to your 8 chapters of health,
okay.
And since I can't take whey protein, what is a good way to get protein? Do I eat a bunch of eggs? And
well,
same with carbs and fiber, maybe.
What do you mean? I'm not sure what you mean by the same with carbs and fiber.
Well, I mean, because you said I need carbs and fiber every day.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. Okay, first of all, gluten-free diet. There's lots of things in grain that are not gluten that can still cause a problem. So if you're on a gluten-free diet but you're not getting 100% relief from your symptoms, your skin issues, your digestive issues, you got to eliminate all grains because fructans in grains can cause a problem. There's other proteins in grains that can cause problems. We place a lot of attention on gluten, and that's certainly a problem for many people. But there's other proteins in grains that are problematic. So if you are on a gluten-free diet and still having problems, I would personally be eliminating grains entirely. Secondly, as far as whey protein goes, because it's such a valuable protein, there's things in whey protein that you cannot get anywhere else. There's a substance called lactoferrin, which is important as an antibiotic. There are growth factors in whey. There are substances that help support the baby's immune system and our digestive system and our immune system in whey that you cannot get in other proteins. So I would continue to try to use the whey, except use the whey with digestive enzymes and apple cider vinegar and see if that makes a difference for you. If it doesn't, there's alternative forms of protein that you can go into. Probably the next best is egg protein. And egg protein is a wonderful protein. Don't cook your eggs too much because you lose a lot of the value. In fact, raw eggs are probably the best way to do your eggs from a nutritional standpoint, or poached maybe. And see if you can handle eggs at that point. If you can't do the eggs, and many people who are allergic to dairy are also allergic to eggs, the next protein or the next best protein is going to be hemp seed protein. Now, hemp seed protein is good protein, but it's nowhere near the same protein value as egg and whey. But if you can't do egg and whey, that's going to be the next one. After that, there's another protein I just recently saw, which is a blend of different kinds of protein, Brazil nut protein and pea protein and rice protein. And that, I believe, is called raw protein, and you can find that probably at Whole Foods or at a health food store. Now, as far as fiber and carbohydrates go, carbohydrates get a bad rap. You hear about low-carb diets all the time. You need more carbohydrates per gram for gram in your daily diet than you do protein or fats, but they have to be the right kind of carbohydrates. The right kind of carbohydrates are vegetable carbohydrates, and that's where you want to get most of your fiber from as well. You want about a pound of vegetables for every 50 pounds of body weight. That's 2 or 3 pounds of vegetables a day. And not only will give you carbohydrates, and not only will give you fiber, but it'll also give you some wonderful medicinal phytonutrients, which we're going to be talking about tomorrow and for the next couple of days. As we continue our discussion on estrogen and the stress response, if you're dealing with any hormonal health issue, female hormonal health issue, so-called female hormonal health issue, endometriosis, fibrocystic breast disease, PMS, don't let them cut your organs out. Don't let them drug you. Listen to The Bright Side tomorrow. We'll tell you how you address it from a nutritional standpoint. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. We will talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.